post-match interview.
We'll get back to you shortly, Kirsch, because Jane Birch is waiting for us patiently alongside the victorious coach of St Joseph's, Ron Watt.
Ron, you must be so pleased with the way the boys, after quarter time, really sort of got to work and started to gel a lot better. I know you said about the forward entries, instead of sort of kicking it in high to that 40-metre mark, just either hitting up a target on the lead, or if you're going to go longer, you know, 20 metres out from goal, and they seemed to do that, and everyone sort of got involved after that point.
Damn, you're giving all my secrets away. I don't think I said all that, Jane. But yeah, you're right. We did tidy that up. There's no doubt that it was a focus for us. And yeah, North Shore brought some great pressure, not just in the first quarter, but the whole game. But I think we had a little bit more strength around the ground than what they did. And you know, in the end, we finished up having a great win. You know, if you kick 150 points, you're pretty happy.
Yeah. And the young guys too, poor Max just got a fair bit of ribbing when I pulled him aside for a chat. We all thought, the boys in the van there and myself, thought he was fantastic. Young Lewis, they all started to get in on the act. So you must be so pleased with those, that you know, the debutants today and what they brought to the table. They didn't look out of place at all.
No, not at all. It was interesting because I just asked the boys, who didn't kick a goal if you were a new player? And I think Oscar Hocking was one out of seven who didn't kick a goal in their first game. So,
Dibsdale,
and Dibsdale too. He didn't put his hand up. All right, because they all got stuck into Oscar Hocking. But you talk about Max McLaughlin. I can't believe he actually interviewed with you, Jane, because he's only spoken to me three times over 4 months, and he uses sign language most of the time.
I forgot that you actually said he was the quiet one. So in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have put him in that position. But anyway, he did a great job, besides a little bit of a slip up. But we'll try and beep that out later on.
No worries. You should come and talk to him at training, so we know what his voice is like.
Killer, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Yep. Firstly, you're not going to be very popular tonight, are you, out of Beckley Park?
I hope that I'll still be nearly as popular as I was. I don't know if I was ever that popular anyway, so I'm looking forward to going out to the North Shore Hall of Fame tonight, because it's a club with a great history, and to be honest, I wouldn't be doing the things that I've done in football and have a lifetime of, or a career in football full-time, if it wasn't for the opportunity I had at North Shore and the success that we had back in the 90s. So I'm really cognizant of that.
What pleased you most about this afternoon, Killer?
The fact that we won and I can go out to the North Shore Hall of Fame tonight. I think the conscious the way the players adapted to different things that were thrown at them. So the captain, Al Hickey, just mentioned in there to the players that he thought it was great that at every break we addressed something in each area that wasn't quite right and that we expected a little bit better, and there was significant change each time we did that. So I think that's probably the best thing that happened today. People were listening and willing to learn and change, and it would have been easy for them to just run their own race, you know, when we're so far in front.
We're speaking with Victoria St Joseph's coach Ron Watt. He's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Ronnie, congratulations, mate. Great way to start the season. But you spoke to us before the game about what type of style we're going to see St Joseph's play. And you obviously wanted them to play with some freedom and some quick ball movement. And I guess you'd be really pleased with the way that ball movement was. It looked like the players were making really good decisions of when to take off and take the game on and carry the ball. And that made it really predictable for the forwards. So I guess when we ask about St Joseph's style, what we saw today was you hit the nail on the head with the way you wanted to play. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was funny, Kirsch, before the game I said that you know, mistakes are a vehicle for rapid improvement, and you don't go crooked people for making mistakes, because those who, you know, don't get frowned on for making mistakes make less mistakes. All right, so I said I'm not going to go crooked you as long as the intent's right. But there's four or five times where the ball got turned over and the intent was right, but I just wanted to jump out of the box. I had to stay true to my word. And I think that's, you know, I was talking before the game with you about maybe the way my coaching style has changed, and, you know, looking at things with a little bit more of a relaxed attitude and looking more at positives rather than worrying about all the negatives. So I hope that's helped, but there'll be times in games this year where it's going to be hard to hold your nerve, knowing that you need to make some change, but it's just not happening.
Of course. Also, I guess you looked at the game here, you win by that margin, which was fantastic. But like you said earlier on, North Shore did come at you in that first quarter. Yeah. They held that lead. And I know the forwards and the mids are going to get a bit of accolades throughout the day, but I thought Alex Hickey early was absolutely brilliant to sort of keep yous in the game a little bit early.
Okay.
And then Jack Buckley down back as well. So whilst everyone else get kudos up the ground, I thought them two early, particularly Al, was fantastic.
Yeah, he was best player on the ground by a mile in the first quarter, and then he went out of the game in the second quarter, and we actually put him in the midfield for a run for 5 minutes just to keep him warm because the ball wasn't going down there. But yeah, he was absolutely vital to what we're doing and helping to shape our game in that first quarter.
Ronnie, congratulations. Okay. Louis Antonak is obviously taking his efforts to another level, being on the list at Geelong now, and he had a cracker game for you in midfield this afternoon.
Yeah, he did. We love having him back here, whether he's playing or just at training. He just creates a lot of energy and you know, he's getting more experience all the time, and he just sees the game really well and often contributes at training with a bit of the coaching too.
And you've got a number of tall options around the ground. Oscar Morrison, you're able to move around, and you obviously got Cal Mitchell down there, and so you've got and obviously Ollie in the ruck. So you've got a number of different options with your talls as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we're spoilt for choice at the moment. Yeah, so, yeah. But you're only spoilt for choice if they're playing well.
How do you tell Angus McKay that he might have to come through the twos in a couple of weeks?
I'm not telling him that.
No. He's a beast. Ron?
I'm sure he'll find his way in somewhere.
Right now, somebody upstairs is looking down on you, very upset, and that'd be Maxie Evans. He'd be rapt for you that you've had a win, but gee, he wouldn't be talking to you for a while, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, he'd be talking at me. He never talked to me.
You had one of the most famous runners of all time in Jack Grapsis through the 1990s when you were at North Shore. Who have you got doing the running for you at Joey's? And are they could you sell advertising space on them like you could on Jack?
Well, our runner today, Connor, who is our strength and conditioning man, he's not usually going to be the runner, but I like the way he did it. We have got a regular runner, and we're going to put him away just for important games because he might break down if he has too many games. So, but certainly Jack Grapsis he wasn't even a runner, really. He was just good because he took everyone hung it on him and not me. So
He took some of the heat off you. Great work. Killer, enjoy your Easter break. Lovely to have 4 points in the bank, and we wish you the best of luck. Big challenge against the reigning Premier St Mary's in what is officially round one.
All right. Good on you, fellas. Thank you.
Good to talk. Thanks, Killer. Ron Watt joining us on KROG Football.
The post-match interview.